Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that the location of praise is not important at all. We spoke about the fact that how we praise God is more important than where we praise him. Well, today I want to talk about a few practical ways we can go about praising God in our daily lives. Psalm 150 gives us practical ways to worship God, and it mentions us using instruments, using cymbals, lyres, singing, dancing, and the truth is this list is not exhaustive. And thank God it's not, because not all of us can play instruments or sing. I know some of us do think we can sing, but not all of us can sing. And so there are other ways we can worship and praise God. So today I just want to focus on two practical ways. Let's read Hebrews 13 verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. This scripture refers to the verbal praise we give to God. The way we speak, the things, the words that come out of our mouth can praise God, can be an act of praising God. You see, we praise God by the fruit, the words that come out of our mouths. As we know, words have power in them. They have the potential to build. They also have the potential to break down. It's just about which words we use. Knowing the power of words, the fruit of our lips, as people, we should be very, very careful how we use them. We should choose to use our words to praise God by intentionally having words that bring life to us and to others. To use words that bring praise to God. To use words that bring glory to Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, are these words that I'm speaking out of my mouth bringing glory to God or giving glory to evil? What words come out of your mouth? Are my words building others up or breaking them down every day? Are the words that are coming from my mouth bringing praise to God or taking away praise from him? If someone did not know you were a Christian, if someone did not know you were a Christian and heard you speak every day, would they think you serve a loving God, or would they think you are just another human being following the ways of this cold world? That's a very interesting question I asked myself. Our words should reflect praise to God. Use your words to profess the name of Jesus to others as a way of praising God. Do not let the words that come out of your mouth make people doubt whether you even follow God in the first place. So the first way we can praise God practically is by the fruit of our lips, the words we speak, the way we speak. The second way is caring for the poor. Let's read 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. It reads, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You see, giving to the needy is one of the ways we can praise God. This act is one of obedience to our Father, as he has told us to actually give to the needy. He wants us to give to the needy. So giving to the needy will be an act of obedience, which translates to praising God as well. Us choosing out of our hearts to give to the needy is an act of praise and showing and telling God that as his people who follow him, we will do as he asks of us. due to the times we currently live in, a lot of us and all of us are struggling. And the question each and every one of us should ask is, how can I help with what I have? How can I help with what I have? Not going above, not bankrupting myself, but what can I give with what I have? Give what you can to a person that is in need, for this pleases God. And look, you can give food. You can give money. You can even give emotional assistance to other people. Let me remind you that people are not just struggling financially. People have mental issues. People are struggling emotionally. People are struggling spiritually. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, how can I give to the next person that is in need? Give to the person who is in need. And don't go looking far. Look at your direct community. Look at your direct community and look for people you can really make a difference, in whose lives you can really make a difference. And most importantly, when you give, remember to do it out of love, not under compulsion. Remember, praise is not forced. It's given through free will. And so giving to the needy should also be given freely, not under compulsion. If we as people can care for one another's needs, trust me, all of us will benefit. And at the end of the day, God will be praised through our actions. Now, today's teaching is not an exhaustive list of how we can practically praise God. It's simply a guideline we can use or think about this week. And so today's challenge is to praise God through our words and through our actions, through our action of giving to the needy in any way we can. With that being said, if any of you would like to donate food, toys, clothing, anything to the church for us to give to the needy, please contact Angie during the week from 8 to 1 o'clock. Church office is open. If not, on a Sunday, speak to any of the staff. We would greatly appreciate that, because we need to keep giving. We need to keep giving. This is what pleases God, and we would appreciate anything you would give to our abundance room. And so today, all I want us to think about is, how will I praise God with my words and through giving to the needy? Think about it, put it into action. Amen.